Penguin Audio presents Heat Lightning, written by John Sanford, read by Eric Conger. Chapter 1. The Midnight Shift. The shooter was going to work. He jogged through the night in a charcoal-colored nylon rain suit and black New Balance running shoes, with a brilliant reflective green strap over his shoulders, like a bandolier. With the strap, he jumped out at passing cars. Nothing furtive here. Nobody trying to hide anything. He ran carefully, taking his time. The old sidewalk, probably laid down in the first decades of the 20th century, was cracked and shifting underfoot. A wrong step could leave him with a sprain, or worse. Not good for a man with a silenced pistol in his pocket. The night was hot, cloudy, humid. Lightning flickered way off to the north, a thunderstorm passing by. The tempest would miss by 10 miles. No relief from the heat. Not yet. He ran through the odor of summer flowers, unseen in the darkness. Nice houses here, well maintained, flourishes of Victorian gingerbread, fences with gardens, flower heads pale in the dim ambient light. Stillwater, Minnesota, on the bluff above downtown, above the St. Croix River. Third Street once had so many churches that it was called Church Street by the locals. The churches that remained pushed steeples into the night sky like medieval lightning rods, straining to ward off the evil that men do. The shooter passed.